Gaddafi son vows to fight, Fox defends armed force job cuts, and Riot Boy 11 sentenced. It's Thursday, the 1st of September. Fugitive Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's most prominent son has promised victory for Gaddafi loyalists faced with an ultimatum to surrender. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi said he was speaking from Tripoli's outskirts and that his father was fine. The resistance continues and victory is near, he said in an audio message. Minutes earlier, his brother Saidi said he had been authorised to negotiate with interim authorities to end the fighting in Libya. Gaddafi loyalists have been issued an ultimatum to surrender before Saturday. Libya's interim leaders have made it clear they are not interested in negotiating. Anti-Gaddafi commanders say they are moving to encircle the city of Sirte, Colonel Gaddafi's birthplace, and one of the few areas of Libya still under the control of Gaddafi loyalists. Any shake-up of British banks may not come into force for several years, government sources have indicated, although legislation could be passed to split up leading banks before 2015's scheduled general election, changes may not take effect until after that date. Business Secretary Vince Cable has said changes will go ahead and denied any splits with the Tories on the issue. The CBI said taking action now could starve businesses of the capital they needed and damage the recovery. But Mr Cable said that suggestion was disingenuous in the extreme and accused bankers of trying to create a panic about something they know has got to happen. And an 11-year-old boy has been given an 18-month youth rehabilitation order for stealing a bin during the recent riots. The child from Romford in East London is the youngest rioter in London to face prosecution. He committed the offence just 5 days after being given a referral order for arson and criminal damage over an unrelated incident. The youngster took the waste bin, which was worth £50, from Debenhams in Romford on the 8th of August. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of your day's top stories. Don't forget you can check me out on Twitter at Andy Malarkey. But in the meantime, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.